Blog Talk Radio.
The country with your host Dave Woods. This is the radio show where country music gets up close and personal. Spend some time in the country and get to know our guests. Spend some time in the country with the music, the best, the latest news and memories, two great stories that get told.
Alberta country artist Drew Gregory is here to talk about his music career and his latest radio singles. So let's welcome him now to the show. Hey, Drew.
How are you doing?
Hey, doing just great. How about you in Alberta?
Doing very well. It's a little bit chilly here today, but yeah, doing pretty good.
That's awesome to hear. Well, you've been really busy. Now, first of all, I understand this past weekend was your birthday.
It was. I had a nice little birthday. I actually had... only had one show, which is pretty rare for us on a weekly basis here lately. But and the show happened to be in the hometown at the hometown bar there, so got to share it with a lot of good friends and family. It was a really good weekend. Yeah,
that's awesome. And I know that as you said, it's pretty rare because you've had shows lined up all summer and you've got a pretty busy fall coming up. What is it like being so in demand and having all these shows to perform at?
I'm not complaining one bit. I know it could get slow. You never know when it could get slow too. So yeah, it's been great, and it definitely haven't got sick of it at all yet. I mean, I'm just loving playing and getting up there and every other thing that comes along with the music. I mean, there's definitely the business side and all that, and you get pretty stressed sometimes. But getting up on stage is definitely the part I'm doing it for. So yeah, I don't mind having all the shows for sure.
Yeah, that must be a real payoff, because I know you love being in the studio writing songs and all that, but actually being on stage in front of fans who are getting into the music, that's got to be a real high.
Yeah, I think that's where it definitely starts to pay off for sure. We release some singles and stuff this year, and as the name grows kind of thing, you get to a few shows and you see people. You know, we still do some covers and stuff, but we definitely play in more of our own original stuff, and seeing people sing that original stuff back to you, that's definitely what makes it all worthwhile. Yeah, it's awesome.
That has got to be cool when, like you said, they're singing back songs that you've written, songs that you've poured your heart into, that you know the words to so well, and now they are singing back to you. That means that the song has come to mean something to them, and they've taken it into their lives.
Yeah, and it's cool, and we're working on a new album here, which is pretty exciting for us. We've put out the singles, but it's actually from a bit of an older album, so it's going to be awesome to get some new stuff out, and I'm really trying with this album to, you know, definitely a new, you know, new songs and stuff, but trying to stick with that kind of style of relatable songs and keeping them pretty true to myself. I know that's what's kind of built our fan base over the last little while here. And yeah, so we kind of want to keep doing that and see
that's
where it
great.
Takes us.
Now,
yeah.
For the album, are you looking to consider any songs by other writers if it's a really great song, or are you trying to exclusively record songs you've had a hand in writing?
There actually has been a couple. We've gone to some meetings and stuff, and we've collected, I couldn't even tell you the number of songs we've had pitched, which is, it's awesome. It's a new thing for sure. For the old album, it was, it's all these songs you've written over the years kind of thing. And so I kind of had it where I wanted it to be all original or my own tunes kind of thing. But this one is a little different. We're taking our time, just seeing what we can find. And actually, yeah, we have found a couple that, you know, when I was looking, it had to be something I really related to and something I knew the fans would relate to. And yeah, we were lucky enough to find a couple. I still want to have a big hand in writing this next album too. But yeah, it was really cool to hear these songs. There's one I was in a meeting with my producer there, and we kind of both looked at each other within the first about four or five lines of the song and just knew it was kind of something special. So yeah, looking forward to that too. But I'm being picky, that's for sure. I don't want to, you know, just pick songs because this guy wrote it or whatever else kind of thing. You definitely want to pick songs that you really love and you know you're going to love singing for a long time. And I think we're doing a really good job of that for this one. So pretty excited.
That is very exciting. Now, Drew, on the subject of the songwriting side of things, and have you ever written a song that you thought would be perfect for another artist, that it sounded like, whether it's a Kenny Chesney song or a Rascal Flatts song, anything you could see pitched to somebody else?
Yeah, I don't know if I've picked out any specific artists. I guess we've kind of thought about it in writing sessions, but we definitely get in those sessions where I know it's probably not right for me, and, you know, then we kind of start talking about it, I guess. And, you know, you might be with the co-writer, and maybe it's a better song for him kind of thing, but you don't want to sacrifice a song, you know, get starting to write it and just think, wow, this isn't for me. We should, you know, throw it away and start on something else, because, yeah, that's definitely something we actually – I did have one guy cut our song, just a newer artist down in the States there, but was fortunate enough he cut one of the songs that we'd written, and so that was kind of
great.
A cool new experience too, and see where he kind of takes that. He's like I said, just kind of starting out too, but that was the first one I've had for an outside cut where I didn't write it with a co-writer kind of thing with the artist, so it's another door, you know, that could be open too, so We're definitely don't want to stop writing just as much as we can, and if it's not right for me, maybe it'll be right for somebody else.
Exactly, that's a great way to look at it. Now you've been to Nashville, I know, a ton of times since you started getting involved in the music business and writing, and recently you've been down there as well. Can you describe sort of the magic you find out in Nashville when you go down there to songwrite, and just how great that is?
Oh, it's unbelievable. I mean, we had. The CCMAs actually just went out to, a couple weeks ago. They were in Saskatoon. That was my first one. And just all the songwriting rounds they put on, and it's just amazing. I find Nashville kind of a little bit like that, on maybe a little bit of a smaller scale every day, but it's always there. There's always a round. You can go watch writers. I think that's the biggest thing for me, where you just get to go see those writers and hit writers and how they do it, and, why they're so successful at it, and really kind of try and figure out how you can do that for yourself. And there's always, live music to go see, and then there's always somebody to write with. And there's even an incredible Canadian culture down there too, whereas, guys that move down there and live down there, and I'm not permanently down there. I try to spend quite a bit of the winters down there, but not being from permanently down there, the guys that are down there are helping me out a lot too, that are from Canada originally, and they were helped out, I'm sure, when they started out, and I want to be able to do the same, for some young artists coming down in the future as well. So really cool Canadian community, and just the town itself is just full of music, so I have to love it. It's awesome.
It's pretty amazing, these writers, as you said, the writers who are there, who are basically exclusively writers, and they can just come up with ideas, it seems, endlessly, and I'm sure, been in sessions with them, and it's amazing how they can do that. It's not just waiting for inspiration, but they can just conjure up a song.
Yes, it's incredible, and like I said, inspiring too. It's we're getting to write with, bigger and bigger names, and still trying to write. There's the guys that we started out with writing down there are also have grown, incredibly over the last few years, because they're writing with bigger and bigger names and stuff too. And when you're writing up, you definitely start learning stuff. So it's really cool, like I said, for this new album. Now that we're kind of establishing ourselves a little bit in the music industry, you're getting into more and more meetings, whereas the first time you went down there, you're kind of scrounging to find anybody that might want to write with you and give you a chance. Now the name's kind of out there, so it's been quite an experience for sure.
That's great. Now, the first single you sent to radio, Drew, this past January was called Lay It All Out There. What was it like to actually send your first song to radio and the response you got?
Oh, it was amazing, and actually a really amazing response. That one actually charted for us too. So to get into the top 100 on the charts with your first single going out, that's something pretty amazing. It kind of blew us away, actually. We were just kind of, getting a few singles out, trying to build the name and see how it went, and, build it up for this next album. And then all of a sudden we're up on the charts, and people are kind of recognizing us. And it was just amazing experience.
That's
cool. And before that, I guess everything had kind of been pretty Southern Alberta, kind of limited to that. And then we got out and did a radio tour, and all of a sudden, your name's a little bit everywhere across Canada, which is, just huge for us. And, really excited. And we've put out a couple since, and, it's just going really well. It's all kind of a climb up, so hopefully it keeps going that way.
Exactly, step by step and song by song. Now, I'm going to play the song we just talked about, Lay It All Out There. What can you tell us about the song, the inspiration behind it and all that, and then we'll share with our listeners?
Yeah, the really cool thing about that was I actually wrote it just before my very first trip to Nashville. I was kind of sitting down and just kind of thinking how, you know, might as well throw myself in with the best and see what I can do down there kind of thing. And so just kind of lay it all out there, I guess. And then this year, well, just last year, I guess, the grads asked me to be the guest speaker in Standard in my hometown here, and that was quite the honor, and they kind of wanted me to play that song too. So yeah, it's I guess this one's definitely got a real special place in my heart kind of thing too, just very true to where I was at the time when I wrote it, and still, you know, probably getting truer every day while I'm kind of following this dream, and that other people maybe inspires them. It's pretty awesome.
That is awesome. Let's share it now. This is Drew Gregory and Lay It All Out There here on In the Country.
Around the firelight on a summer night, we were wild and reckless kids. We were young then, we were dumb then. Should have got hurt a lot more than we did. Took some wrong turns, yeah, but we learned from the mistakes that we made. Looking back now, how it turned out, I wouldn't change a single thing.
Alberta country artist Drew Gregory and his first radio single from January of this year. It's called Lay It All Out There, and you can find him online at drewgregorymusic.com, his website, of course, and you can also head to Facebook. He has a page there. I wanted to ask you, I know that you started guitar pretty early, Drew, and you became known for going to a lot of parties in high school, always with your guitar. What was that like, getting into the instrument so early?
Oh, it was awesome. I mean, I definitely was kind of, when I started out, I loved intros and stuff, so I was kind of a rock fan and some classic rock and stuff, so I knew every intro that there was, and then everybody, I'd play it, and then they'd want to sing the whole song. You got to learn the rest of that song, so I guess that's when I kind of started singing and getting a little more into that, but yeah, it was pretty cool. Coming from a small town, I was kind of one of the only guys around that really played musical instrument. I mean, a few people have piano and different stuff like that, but definitely kind of started to be that guy at the parties that showed up with the guitar, you know, pull it out later in the night kind of thing when everybody's in a singing mood. And I think that's what really gave me the confidence right off the bat to start off, you know, to kind of actually chase the musical thing. So, yeah, it was kind of cool. Like I said before, when I went down to Nashville, you're humbled pretty quickly when you come from a town of 300 people, and you start thinking you're pretty decent at the guitar, and you go down there, and everybody all of a sudden can play and write and sing, and yeah, it's pretty cool. But yeah, it drove me even harder going down there, and then you get to come back home and kind of get that confidence boost again, playing some bigger shows and stuff up here. Yeah. So it's all kind of worked together, and yeah, brought us to where we are today, I guess.
Do you have any guitar heroes from either rock or country, guys you look up to who play the guitar that you kind of envy or want to get to that level?
I was always a huge Led Zeppelin fan. I guess I'll go Jimmy Page and stuff. Right. But, yeah, now getting in more of the country, I guess, there's some great ones down in Nashville there. I mean, even some of the bigger guys, Brad Paisley, I just kind of love how he picks, and any guys that kind of play the telly and stuff like that, big fan of. But I've really, I guess, been concentrating more on writing and singing in the last few years. I'm hiring guitar players that I could probably hardly ever touch how good they can play. So, I mean, I'd rather kind of hone my skills with the writing and the singing and the stage presence and, you know, being the lead guy kind of thing over the big guitar player, I guess. But, I mean, I still love playing, and I'll sit around on the couch all night and pick around and stuff, too. I mean, it was definitely the first thing that got me into it, and still love playing, too, for sure.
Now, this year you took part in a great new show on CMT called Big in a Small Town. What was your experience on the show like?
That was amazing. They were awesome. We went out to, I was on the Penticton leg of the tour, so we're right off the Okanagan there. It was just beautiful. I mean, they didn't even make us work too hard. It was kind of a lot of waiting around. So, I mean, waiting around at a beautiful hotel room on the Okanagan isn't the worst thing in the world.
No.
So that was great. And, you know, just the whole experience was awesome, too. The whole crew they had on there was amazing. Casey Clark, and we had Amanda Wilkinson was one of our judges out there. But, yeah, they were super nice. We were kind of not sure what to expect, if we were going to get the Simon Cowell or the you know, the harsh criticisms when we were standing up there. But, no, they were pretty nice. And, yeah, so that was great. And then when they aired it, I mean, they aired it right before the CCMAs, which was huge for us, too. We made the top 30 with the Big and Small Town across Canada. And even making the top 30, it was, you know, people kind of recognized you. They're like, hey, we signed you on that show. And kind of sparked a lot of conversations with some great people out at the CCMAs. And the exposure, I think, I don't know where I heard this stat, but someone was saying they with the reruns and stuff, it was viewed by over 2.5 million people, they figured, just our show alone. So, I mean, you can't beat that exposure. And, yeah, it was definitely huge for us. So, happy to be a part of it.
That's great. Yeah, I thought it was a real good quality show. I mean, you get some of the talent shows that are flashy. And as you said, you get the Simon Cowell kind of thing, and it's sort of for show. But I thought it was a real good quality show and really promoted country artists across the country, which was terrific.
Yeah, and I think it was definitely, you know, about that. I mean, yeah, I won't name any shows, of course, but,
no.
You know, some are definitely, you know, just about the ratings, and you got to have the big, you know, sap story and stuff, and those are the guys that seem to get further, and this one was it really, I think they did a great job, and the guys they picked to go through were awesome people, and, you know, great artists and stuff, and, you know, it was just, I think, really about the music, and they really had good intentions with doing the show. So, yeah, it was, like I said, just awesome to be part of it.
That's great. Have you had, Drew, a chance, and I'm sure you have, but for fans to come up to you and tell you that a certain song of yours either helped them through a time in their life or just has come to mean a lot to them?
Yeah, I mean, I think that laid it all out there. Definitely after that grad, got a lot of comments where they, you know, definitely kind of thought they inspired them, and that maybe the speech, you know, had part to do with it, too, just growing up exactly like they did. And then, you know, 8 years later, I was, you know, following this dream kind of thing, so I think I related to him pretty well. But yeah, any of the other songs, I guess, you know, everybody, the really cool thing about my first album, which I was just so happy about, is, you know, maybe this guy likes three or four songs, and then somebody else, you know, this other girl likes, you know, another three or four songs. I think on that album, somebody tell me that each one of the 10 songs was their favorite. So, I mean, that's
pretty cool.
That's, yeah. you know, it's not like those two or three songs that everybody just loves and the rest, you know, nobody ever comments on kind of thing.
Right.
So, yeah, just super proud about that album. And it's a lot of pressure to do this new one, but I think we're finding some great songs and writing some great songs. So, yeah, hopefully can, you know, touch people again for sure.
That's exciting. Now, when can we expect that new album to be available for us?
We're saying spring 2013. We'll keep it kind of loose, but yeah, we definitely want to get a single out, I think, early on in the year and kind of start promoting it big. And you know, definitely time to get something new out. So yeah, around the spring, hopefully. And like I said, just going right into summer there. I'm sure we'll have a busy summer next year. I think we're looking at a lot of festivals, and you know, that'll be a lot of fun getting a little further out and around the country. And we've always done lots of rodeos and stuff like that. I was talking with my manager the other night, summer's just not long enough for shows. I mean, that's when your biggest, wildest shows are, kind of thing. And you wish it could, you know, be more than 3 months or 4 months or whatever we get there for sure. Warm weather, but during those 3 months, it's just a blast for us. We're crazy busy and, you know, working on the farm and stuff too, but I wouldn't trade it for anything.
That's great. Well, let's share your current single that's out there, and we'll let our listeners know they can request this at their local country station. So we want to make sure we get lots of play for it. And you've had play. It's really doing well on the charts. Small Town Way. What can you tell us about the song? I understand you wrote this, you were away from home and you were coming back, and this was just based on your life in a small town.
Yeah, you bet. I was down after my first trip to Nashville. I actually had did a little tour around the states, wanted to see a little bit more, and was down in Texas when I wrote it. And yeah, was sitting down one night and kind of missing home, and really wanted to just, you know, write that good small town song, but, you know, without maybe just kind of the laundry list of everything that's in a small town. And I think I did a good job of it, just staying true to myself anyways, because definitely everything in that song, from the sports that we played and from the you know, starting out, even the last verse there is about playing in the bar. And that's definitely where I had my first gigs, you know, first paid gigs and stuff anyways, besides the old high school parties, I guess. But yeah, so I mean, just hearing the song, getting to cut it, and then yeah, I just had to put it out as a single. Wanted to I think anybody who grew up in a small town can relate pretty closely to this one. And even did a video where everything was kind of shot around the hometown as well too. And kind of proud to say that whole video, as beautiful as it is, I hardly had to go more than about 2 or 3 miles away from where I live. So
nice.
Yeah, that's a song true to me and a video true to me. And yeah, really happy that this is the single.
Well, let's share it now, the brand new single from Drew Gregory. Be sure to call up your local station and have them spin it. This is Small Town Way on In the Country.
There's a couple hundred acres just east of town, where the county map shows my last name. It ain't much, but in that dusty ground, there's a whole lot more than just a little grain. There's a sense of pride and a head held high. There's learning about the roots from which I came in a small town way. There's some turf in the middle of that town. I've seen a lot of blood, tears, and pain. It ain't much, oh, but on that field I've found there's a whole lot more than just a simple game. There's a sense of pride and a head held high. There's that final drive. bar on the outskirts of town, with a dusty stool sitting on the stage. It wasn't much back then, but it made me who I am. When I'm pouring out my heart, each song I play, with a sense of pride and a head held high, and the memory of how lucky I am today that I grew up in a small town way.
Come on! And that is Drew Gregory, his brand new single at radio called Small Town Way. He's joining me on the line from Alberta, and you can check him out online at drewgregorymusic.com. Have you had a chance yet in your career so far to meet any of your country music heroes, Drew?
A lot of Canadian ones, actually. I'm a huge Derek Rutan fan. I got him his first album, I think, I've been a fan of, and just his writing, and man, if you... You know, some of the other songs he's written that he hasn't even put out himself. I think he's just an icon for me just because I think I kind of want to do what he does. I mean, he's got a ton of other cuts, and he still puts out great songs himself. So he's kind of got that artist and that writer career going pretty well for him. And, man, just one of the nicest guys you will ever meet. He always takes time, you know, after the first couple times I met him, and then, you know, seeing him again, he comes right over, Drew, how's it going? And just a really nice guy, and, you know, just having that, having him come over and already knowing my name is, it was just huge for me. So, yeah, really cool to have met him, and other than that, I guess just some big writers down in Nashville. Got to write with Byron Hill this year, who's done some amazing things, had some, you know, he does lots of Gord Bamford stuff and Hey Romeo now, and then he's also worked with George Strait in Alabama, and just a monster writer, and yeah, to get to work with a guy like that too, really cool. So that's definitely a couple of them anyways, but you know, I could probably think of a few more, but not off the top of my head, but yeah, it's just when you start getting into it and you know, playing around and really trying for it, it's pretty cool who you get to meet, for sure.
No doubt. Well, Drew, it has been a real pleasure having you on the show. You were here almost about a year to this day. It was sometime October 2011.
That's
so great.
Great
to have you back on the show and share these new songs at radio, and wish you all the best as you put together the new album.
You betcha. Always a pleasure, man. Thank you very much for having me, and thanks for everything you do for country music. It's pretty awesome, buddy.
Thanks, Drew. I really appreciate that, and a big thank you to Angie Morris for setting this up. She does great work with you, of course, and so many artists.
She does.
Awesome.
Awesome.
My name. Go ahead.
What's that?
Yes, she does great work. So we again, a big thank you to Angie. My guest tonight has been Alberta country artist Drew Gregory. I'm Dave Woods. It's been another big night in the country.